in this world we live in, there's runners and there's fighters. All your fists is all a fighter, and I know one when I see one.
All right, Scotty in the four-step program. I broke these up, like I said, into different episodes for each step. So this is going to be episode 2, step 3, where I'm back with Brandon Fryer talking about YouTube censoring. So it came out that the CEO of YouTube doesn't let her kid watch YouTube. Brandon and I, both being parents, we're going to talk about how we censor YouTubes and what our thoughts on that are in this episode of the four-step program.
All right, Brandon, you let your kid watch YouTube. Your kid's 5?
Yes, he's five years old.
5 years old. So mine's 9, so it's 2 very different ages, right?
Right.
Your kid, but he's watching YouTube, right?
Correct.
On his own, by himself? Are you always there?
Not all the time, I can say that.
Does he have his own device?
Yes, he has a tablet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not that you know of.
Right.
Right. So what is he watching on YouTube?
He's watching Ryan's Toy House.
Okay. Kid that made $22 million just reviewing toys. Does he want you to is that why you don't want him to? Because you have to buy all the toys that he sees?
Yes, it's really just because buying all those toys. Everything he sees, he wants it. Ryan, another one is called Combo Panda.
Well, I've never seen Ryan's Toy House. Is it good? Is it something that you watch and you're like, okay, I'm cool with my kid watching this? Or
yeah, I'm okay with my kid watching that. They're just reviewing toys, or playing with the toys, and then they do little fun games, interacting games. Sometimes we'll mimic it and try to do our own stuff. So
does
he likes that.
Feel like a commercial? Because there's been a lot of pushback with that. Ryan kid is saying that he's being, you know, coerced or given certain products so that he'll push it and then paid under the table, whatever the case may be, which, mm-hmm. you know, there's nothing really to regulate that.
Right.
But they're trying to say there is.
Yep.
So does it feel, when you're watching the videos, do you feel like it's a commercial? Or do you feel like it's a kid playing with toys?
The new stuff now, it does feel like they're pushing the product on me.
It evolved.
Yeah. But now, if you watch some of the early works of the Ryan Toy House, it was just him just playing with toys, so which was fun and interactive. And then he did little games and stuff, so that was all fun. But yeah, the later works definitely looked like they were trying to push those toys.
What was the other one that you said you watched?
Combo Panda.
I don't know what that is. What's that?
Apparently, it's like a part of the Ryan Toy House thing, and it's pretty much a cartoon panda, and he plays video games. Like the typical, like, kids watching other people play video games, but it's a panda, a cartoon panda, playing video games.
Playing real video games? Like,
it looks like sometimes what I see, it look like versions of Combo Panda type of video game. Like, it's a panda going through, like, certain, like, obstacles
so
and stuff.
All like fiction. It's not like this panda plopped into a human setting playing Fortnite. It's
right.
Just a whole cartoon.
It's a whole cartoon, a whole, like, animation. It looked like
it's
his own game.
Somebody took the idea that kids like to watch other people play video games and made a cartoon of people playing video games, but it's a panda.
Yep, and it's tied with
Brilliant.
Ryan, because I've seen it with, like, him and Ryan together. So I think it's a part of that whole Ryan empire.
Right.
So, I mean, which is genius.
Brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
So what else is your kid watching?
What else? He watches Teen Titans.
Okay.
I watch that with him all the time.
On YouTube?
On YouTube,
okay.
Yeah. Like little clips, like maybe like 3-minute clips. And then, yeah, people playing video games, Ryan, the Combo Panda, and he has this fascination with people getting on trains and just riding trains.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that last time. So he just watches people riding trains.
Yeah,
that's so
those
funny.
Are his main things.
What have you,
the Fortnite dances. We was doing that last night.
The emotes, all of those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my son's 9. He's into all that stuff. So I've done this. Have you walked into your kid watching a video and all of a sudden you hear like an F-bomb dropped or some kind of
I have heard that before. I did. Actually did one
time. Like, what are you watching?
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you watching? Or like
change the video.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? Yeah.
Well, because what happens is you watch these videos and then it just automatically goes to like the next one of whatever, either in the series or associated with it. Mm-hmm. And so it could be anything. It takes you down these rabbit holes of these videos. And it ends up being, so a lot of times, especially, chances watching people play video games, these are adults swearing and saying nasty things sometimes to the computer screen because people, like, gamers are crazy like that,
right.
I guess. I'll walk into that stuff. And it doesn't bother me that much. Like, he knows that if it's not appropriate, he's supposed to change it.
Mm-hmm.
But he also doesn't mimic it that.
Yeah. Same.
act those actions, or
right.
that
yeah, he doesn't mimic those actions.
So I'm like, I'm not super concerned,
right?
But the reason we're talking about this is because even the CEO of YouTube doesn't let her kids watch regular YouTube. Mm-hmm. So there's YouTube Kids that has, you know, things like Peppa the Pig and things like that. They're like these child friendly environment things. They're saying that's also not much better. And I thought it was so interesting that she's runs into all these problems, and she is the CEO of YouTube. So the reason I bring this up is because this whole story came out recently, and there's a big story in Rolling Stone of the YouTube CEO who doesn't let her kid watch YouTube.
Right.
Or regular YouTube. She lets her kids watch the YouTube Kids, which I'm not sure is any safer. And actually, this article says the same thing. It's not that much safer, but it has certain limitations to it. Mm-hmm. But she does say it's because of the danger of the content. This is the CEO of YouTube's own kids.
Yeah.
And there was a couple things that went around, and some of the violent behaviors being targeted towards kids. So now, if you were watching, like, let's say Paw Patrol, right? Which kid? And all of a sudden, Chase is on the case, mm-hmm. and he goes in, and then some other dog, burglar dog, really bad dog, came, takes the guns out and blows that dog's head off, and there's blood everywhere. You're like, whoa.
Where's the...
Paw Patrol.
Turn off Paw Patrol.
Yeah. Right here. And that's what's happening, is they're having like disturbing content within these things that are shielded or you know, masked as these kids' content. So there'll be things, violent things like that in Paw Patrol, or Elmo's head being cut off, and things like that, and characters committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids don't know any better till they're already watching it, and they're already saying. And a lot of times the parents don't know better. They look down, they see the kids watching Paw Patrol. Okay, cool.
Just keep moving.
I'm good with that.
Right.
But not really knowing that it's something that is totally off center, that could just emotionally scar these kids, depending on their age, too. Or Mickey Mouse being hit by a car. Things like, damn, Mickey Mouse is dead.
Right.
Yeah.
That could seriously traumatize some kids.
Or even like that Momo challenge, right? That came out, that scary urban legend, that mask with the big nose.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And what happened with the Momo challenge was this face that showed up and told kids to harm themselves and even commit suicide, or they'd harm people in their family. And it was and started to spread, and kids were harming themselves out of fear that otherwise their family would be hurt. So there's a lot of content that was floating around on YouTube. YouTube even got, I guess they got fined about $170 million for violating something called the Children's Online Privacy Act, which also means that they were collecting kids' data without parents' consent. Mm. So your kid doesn't have their own YouTube channel, though, right?
No, he does not have his own YouTube channel. Yeah. No.
See, Chance uses mine also, but now he has videos, right? So he wants to make videos, like the Fortnite videos.
Yeah.
He did his first one. But eventually he's going to have his own. I'm not ready to give him his own because I it's a social media platform, right?
Right.
He's not ready for social media.
Right.
As far as interacting, but if he wants to make a video and creatively do that stuff, I'm okay with it being on mine, because then I monitor it. He can't access it. Can't see the comments, can't mm-hmm. see any of that stuff. So I'll put it on mine until I feel like he's ready to have his own and old enough. But still, YouTube's a really like scary place when you start reading and going down through and some of this information about why the CEO of YouTube is scared to let her kids watch YouTube.
That should be just eye-opening right there. Just the fact that, like you said, the YouTube's own CEO is like watching or limiting her own kids' screen time.
Well, she also, and I get limiting screen time because of other factors, right? Like you want them to do things not as within technology.
Be a little more active, yeah.
Now, there are some things that like she... I don't think I think the big argument is that she doesn't relate to a lot of people that use YouTube as tools within their parenting. Like, not everybody has the resources the CEO of YouTube has, right?
Right.
I know. Oh, there's a lot of computer games and YouTube things. I learn stuff on YouTube all the time. I learned how to use my editing program for video. Like, I know how to. I learned the last maybe 30 things I've learned. I learned it on YouTube. Right.
Right.
Kids do the same thing. So there's educational YouTube videos. I know my son watches those.
Yes.
As well as like plays video games. There's like the Prodigy game, the math game.
Mm-hmm.
So those are tools. And so she has also said that it's a lazy parenting, and parents should be monitoring these kids on YouTube. which a yes and no.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, big, tall person in power with money that has resources beyond belief. Easy to go, okay, you probably have seven nannies also. Somebody should be watching the kid. Not everybody has those resources. So, hey, I need you to go watch this. Hey, there's math videos. There's educational videos on YouTube. I know Chance watches them. I can't recall any of the names of
them. My son literally learned his ABCs just watching a YouTube video.
Right.
So, yeah.
What's the difference between us sitting down watching Sesame Street and learning things off there? Now it's just on a different platform, right? There's these entertainers. There's like the Blippi. You know the Blippi?
Oh, yeah.
The Blippi has 6.5 million subscribers.
Yeah.
And kids watch this. Imagine if somebody hijacked that, did like instead of Blippi, it was Blippi with one P. And when you search it, you accidentally find it, but it looks the same until something really horrible
tragic happens.
Is popping up. And there were some rules here. I want to read some of the rules. I just lost them about them limiting the content. So I don't know if you've seen too now on YouTube. There's like a if you ever upload anything to YouTube, you have to click. There's like a button that says made for children or aimed at children, right? And so that automatically, if you click that and it is not, that's when the heavy fines come in, and that's when you're starting to violate a lot of their rules and the laws and the federal laws.
But that's when they get the creator, not YouTube.
Right. Right. Right, so that's how YouTube is protecting themselves, and that's kind of the borderline, the underlying message too, is they're trying to find everyone else to blame. It looks like, you know, in all these different things, and they even say this is a good place for kids to learn how to manage technology and learn the responsibility of technology.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I don't think you take a kid and you say, hey, I want you to learn math, so here, start on this algebra.
Right.
Right? No, yeah. No. You start on your addition, and when you're talking about managing technology, okay, well, they need to learn technology, so let's go ahead and just get them on YouTube, get them on their own Facebook, and say, okay, good luck now, figure it out.
I like the things that the CEO of YouTube is saying. However, it's also kind of contradicting too at the same time, because it's like, okay, yeah, you could tell us, like, okay, I'm going to limit that, and you guys should limit it too, and, you know, just, you know, up the parenting skills or limit the time and stuff like that. But however, wouldn't that also put the focus back on your company too as well? Like, okay, how about you also though,
right,
manage maybe what content goes in there besides just putting it all on a creator? Well, it's their issue, and that's what it is. You're kind of doing the same thing, like parenting wise, that you're saying that we need to do,
right,
that you're doing with YouTube. So
I don't know how it all works, obviously, and I don't know what it would take to limit the content. Like it's so easy to post something on YouTube.
Yeah,
They find the content somehow, and I know they're constantly like removing things, especially of like sexual content, things like that. So I don't know how difficult it is to find that stuff and eliminate it, but I do think that there's probably creators out there that aren't flagged that should be, and there were blind eyes turned for a really long time. It might be changing now. But I also think it's going to be harder and harder to manage that stuff because technology changed so fast and YouTube grew so fast. And I don't know how they do it, but there has to be some kind of way to help regulate that stuff when it comes down to kids started killing themselves because of the content on there. And they didn't turn it. Would they have turned a blind eye to it if it didn't become a big news story? You know, granted, it probably would have, you know, it would have always become a big news story, but
yeah.
Is it because it's bad publicity or do they care is the question, I guess.
And that's the question. So I wouldn't know if they cared or not, because sometimes I always wonder what matters to them is the almighty dollar bill.
Right.
That's what I always think.
Yeah, it's about money.
Yeah, it's all about money to me. And then I think, okay, we care about those. Because if it wasn't a news story, then, okay, would they care? Me personally, if I had my opinion, I don't think so. Because it's not until it becomes a news story where it affects their money.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, now we got to do this. I don't know if they're doing it with the right intentions of caring for us or rather for their own pockets.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's just, I think it's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow when their parents and they're listening to somebody that is in a position of power and resources and money and telling them how they should parent their kids because they just don't feel connected to them.
Right.
And which is understandable. And I get that. But I don't know. I think it does fall on both. It falls on both, right?
Yeah, right. That's what I said. I agree with certain things that she said, but it's also like, well, when I look back at it, that's the part where I'm like, well, what about the content that you put up there? You guys can control that. Y'all can kind of control that, can't you?
Yeah. I think it, I hate to say it, I feel like it's more on us as parents than anything else. Like, right? So I have a hard time blaming. So if your kid is hanging out with some other kid in preschool, and that kid swears all the time and does all this bad stuff, and then your kid goes and does it and mimics it, are you mad at that other kid and that other kid's parents?
I mean, I'm bothered by it, but it'll still be on me because then I would feel like my child should know right from wrong, what's bad or not. So yeah.
So what do you do do at that point?
That's when you have to. For me, I would have a sit down with my children and just let them know what's wrong and right, why we don't say certain words, why we do, and just hopefully that they will take that and just.
And then you don't let them hang out with those.
To come from like certain peer pressure and stuff like that.
That's another great point too. I think that's a great point. Just because you see it doesn't mean you should do it.
Right.
Right. But then you don't let them hang out with that kid anymore. Right.
Yeah. But then that's also you blaming on that. Like you blaming on that kid. Yeah.
Well, no, you don't. You're not blaming on them. Like I'm not mad at them.
Bit,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not mad at that. Well, they're a bad influence. Right.
Right.
So it's, there's things that are bad influences in our life. You look at any adult kid. Any addiction, anything you want to stay away from, you stay away from it. So if it's YouTube that is a bad influence on your kid, and they don't have, and again, they don't have that power to control that, to not be influenced by that, then you don't get to be around it. Like if you know that you can't control yourself around alcohol, you don't put yourself around alcohol.
Of course, yeah.
Right? So
my question is, with that situation though, would you have that conversation with the other children's parent?
No.
You wouldn't?
I don't. Again, it's not me blaming them.
Right.
Right. But it is me controlling the things that I can control, right?
Right, yeah. I know we control our kid, but I'll probably handle it a little different. Like, of course, yeah, first thing I'm going to do is lecture my own kid.
Right.
But I'm not going to go in there and talk to the parent and really chastise that kid. No, that's not my place. But I would probably have a conversation, especially if they're like real close friends and stuff like that. I don't want to say take them away.
That's fair. Now,
if it continues to happen, now if I see it happening, okay, now I definitely have to remove that situation. Like maybe that child didn't know or something like that, or maybe the parent didn't know.
Right.
So I would just say that, and that's on them to handle it the way they want to, and then I would.
That's a good point. So now that you say that, is it a responsibility? Because I don't think you say it in the sense of like blaming them for what your kid did, but.
Right.
I do think as parents, we got to have each other's backs. We're like, hey, maybe they don't even know their kid's doing
this stuff.
That's
what I'm saying, right. Yeah.
Right. And now here's the information. You do what you want with it,
I would want someone to tell me just in case.
Hell yeah, I would. Yeah. Oh, my kid's doing what?
My kid's doing what? Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
So now YouTube, you've told YouTube. They know, right? You've talked to the parents of YouTube.
Right.
And you have said, hey, your child, you know, this platform you have, this website.com, your kid, Mr.com, is a bad influence, and these bad things are happening. Then now we sit back and say, okay, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
We'll handle our end. I'll handle my kid.
Right.
And if there's nothing that's going to happen, we're not going to use this anymore.
Right. Right. And that's exactly the route I will go. That would be my route.
I think when you put it in that sense, like that, right, it makes a lot, makes a lot more sense how it falls on both people without blaming, because things are going to happen. Your kid's going to, and I always had this conversation with Chance too when he first went to preschool. I always told him, if you don't know what a word means, don't use it. Come ask me.
Right.
Come ask me. You'll never get in trouble. You tell me what the word is and we're good. And he did that.
And
he still does that.
I also have the mentality too, like my family says this too, like it takes a village. To raise a kid. And the village cannot just be just, maybe it's not just, obviously it starts from you, but it's not just your family too. It could be schooling. Like it's all like everybody's working in one. So if it's YouTube, for example, I mean, maybe you address that with YouTube or whoever knows whatever. And if nothing happens, it's okay, I got to disconnect this. But you're starting to bring the whole village together because the village is everything that's around that child. So that's just how I look at it.
Especially when it comes to the accessibility of technology now. Like my son, he has his own cell phone. It's in his hand.
Yeah.
And now it's because I trust him because he's earned it. He's earned that trust. If he didn't earn that trust with it, he wouldn't use it. He's gotten it taken away, and he learned his lessons, which is fine. That's cool. I think we all need our hands slapped every once in a while, right? But I think you're 100% right. It takes everybody, but then it also ultimately falls down on you're making decisions.
Yeah, it's still on you. You're the main person. Right, yeah, right. It's you controlling that village kind of around your children. So
yeah, all right. So parents, teach your kids not to suck. You're good. You teach them the right things.
Words.
Yeah, you teach them the right things, and I think the right things happen. And then you have to know your kid too. Every kid is different. So some kids are able to handle certain amounts of responsibility with that, and some are not. And even if they're the same age, you have to like be super honest because you want to like say, hey, my kid is. Like, my kid's got it. He's like an adult. Right. That's not true. Every kid's different. A lot of adults aren't even adults.
True.
So you have to be super honest about what your kid's limits and boundaries are and should be, and then proceed from there. And you can't just blame, oh, it's YouTube's fault.
Right. You're right.
The kids
you got to take some responsibility in it, too.
It's not the video games. It's how the kids are absorbing the video game information.
Correct. So. Yeah.
I agree with that. Brandon, you want to babysit my kids?
If you want me to, man, we can do that, man. I don't mind a chance at all.
If you like the podcast, click on like and subscribe and share with your friends and hit a 5-star rating if you like the podcast. If not, don't do any of those things. You can also follow me on all my socials at Scotty K on Air. The 4-step program, episode 2, step 4 is coming up. If you want to hear all about what's going on in Black Twitter, Brandon breaks it down, the culture of Twitter in a different perspective, mostly about what's going on with Juice WRLD. You can go click on that episode next. Thanks for listening.